Well, good morning and welcome back. How would you feel if you found out that your kids were worshiping Satan at their local public school? Well, believe it or not, a school district in Arizona has rejected the request of the Satanic Temple to start a student club at one of their elementary schools. Recently, the Satanic Temple announced the creation of a student club called the After School Satan Club. How's that for scary? They are basically attempting to counter Christian after-school clubs across the country. Well, things didn't work out for them in Tucson because they couldn't find a faculty sponsor, which is a requirement to start an after-school club. And thank the Lord for that. Can you imagine if you learned that your daughter's second-grade teacher was an official faculty representative of Satan? Joining us to weigh in on this is author, speaker, and youth expert Steve Russo. He's the host of the Real Answers radio feature. Good morning, Steve, and welcome to Faith Radio.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. I have to chuckle as I listen to this story and as I read this news report. Unbelievable.
Yeah. What is it about this Satanic Temple? Are they an actual religious organization, or are they just a bunch of folks who like worshiping Beelzebub?
I think it's a bit of both. It's kind of funny because when you read about them, they say they don't really believe in the supernatural, but they would have to believe in the supernatural if they're going to call themselves the Satanic Temple. But the fascinating thing about those who are involved in Satanism, witchcraft, paganism, it's all really self-styled. So you can pick and choose, and you can be who you want to be, and you can have your custom-made set of beliefs. And so I think they're just a bunch of confused individuals who think they've landed on something.
Now, even though a lot of Christians, Steve, may not like to think about it, Satan is alive and well. And in your experience, does he tend to target teenagers?
Absolutely, Bill. I don't know why we are so afraid to talk. It seems like we have the two extremes within the church today. Those who are preoccupied and Satan gave me a flat tire and he's under every, you know, behind every door. And then we have those at the opposite extreme who want to ignore and not even speak about him, almost take the biblical passages out where, you know, Satan is talked about and the powers of darkness. But he targets teenagers because he knows what we should remember in the church. They are not just the future of the church, of our nation, of our families. They are the present as well. And if you look at history, historical movements, just go back to Hitler. Hitler would have been a cipher, a zero, a nothing without Nazi youth. They put him on the map. They gave him the power. They gave him the energy. We could fast forward to the political climate we're in today with one of the Democratic Bernie Sanders. Really his strength was being able to entice and communicate and get to young people and get them to buy into his vision.
That's fascinating. That is indeed where the energy is. It would naturally follow that Satan would try to attach himself to teens and really twist their minds. Even among adults, though, Steve, there seems to be this abnormal focus on evil in our culture. And whether we're talking about, you know, the crime dramas on TV or the latest superhero movies, even the huge popularity of Halloween in recent years, which has become this multi-billion dollar industry. Why do you think Americans are so fascinated with evil?
Bill, I'm going to be really simplistic, so bear with me. Power. I think it all comes down to power. Power to get vengeance on somebody that's hurt you. Power to feel special, because everybody wants to feel special. Power to overcome the difficulties in their life. And evil represents power. You look at the evil superheroes. You look at anything connected with darkness at the core is power. I mean, there's the bizarre things. There's, you know, we could talk quite a bit on all the crazy things and Halloween costumes and going into your bank and having the teller, you know, dressed up like a witch and going into a, you know, a market and so on. And it's a huge holiday with adults. But there is this fascination, and as I've studied it, as I've interacted with people, I see it as being the quest for power.
Now, you've written several books on this particular topic. Teenagers are really drawn to the occult and witchcraft and Wicca, aren't they?
They really are, you know, and part of witchcraft is and Wicca are the most popular religion among young people today. Why? I think besides the power, being able to have yourself styled religion, because really what it comes down to is they're creating their own gods. If they're into Wicca and witchcraft, they're designing their own custom-made gods. In essence, they're worshiping themselves, but they don't see that. But they have what I call big C control. They can control the whole thing, and it's rather than surrendering to Jesus and obeying him and trusting him and allowing him to empower you, they want the control themselves. It's all about them. And of course, we see that in our self-entitled culture.
We're talking to Steve Russo. He's the host of the Real Answers radio program. We'll take a quick break and be right back here at the Faith Radio Network. Welcome back. It's Bill Meyer here on Faith Radio with my guest, Steve Russo. He's an author, speaker, and youth expert, the host of the Real Answers radio program. We've been talking about this effort to get Satan clubs into public schools. The Satanic Temple have announced the creation of this student club called the After School Satan Club. So far, Steve, they don't seem to have a whole lot of traction, but I was reading an article in Christian Post. Douglas Messner, who's a spokesperson for the Satanic Temple, also goes by the name Lucian Greaves, says that since Christian clubs are allowed at public schools, it creates the need for a counterbalance in extracurricular options. It's not an extracurricular option that I want my kids involved in.
Definitely not mine either. That's crazy. And in that article, it's interesting because he talks about Christian clubs, you know, promoting guilt and shame and spending an eternity in hell, and they're just going to have fun at their clubs. Well, you know, you look biblically, Satan counters everything that Jesus stands for. John 10:10, you know, Satan is called the thief. He's going to steal, kill, and destroy. So in other words, he's going to take, and on the second half of that verse, Jesus said, but I have come to give them life and life more abundantly. So it again, putting it in simple practical terms, either you're going to deal with somebody who's going to take or somebody who's going to give.
Now, Steve, you've written on this quite a bit, and I know you've talked about it on your radio program. Describe the battle for our minds that is going on and why it is so important to understand.
Biblically, we see that as we are, as we think, so we are. So what we think about all day long is what we're going to become. 2 Corinthians 4:4 talks about Satan blinding the minds of the unbelievers. But I also think he is blinding the minds of believers as we allow him to. And if he can influence, not even control, just influence our thinking, he can influence our living. That's why the mind is so important. It's so important that we ourselves, as parents, as leaders, are in God's Word. We understand God's Word. We can respond with the truth of God's Word. Christian clubs are not about shame and guilt. Christian clubs are about freedom and joy and hope and purpose. But if we can't articulate that, people, in this case, young people, especially my heart is with teenagers, are going to buy into this lie that, you know, Satan's about freedom and Jesus is about, you know, imprisoning you.
We mentioned before the break that one of the most popular religions among teenagers these days is Wicca and witchcraft, which is very troubling. Talk to the parents and grandparents who are listening this morning. What are some of the early warning signs that they can watch for that, that could tell them their teen is dabbling in Satanism or witchcraft?
Bill, one of them would be a withdrawal from routine activities. And I know parents and grandparents will say, well, you know, a lot of teenagers do that. Yes, I understand that, but it's just an extreme withdrawal. It's like they don't want to do anything. They've become isolated. Another sign would be an obsession with death and suicide, which is interesting because we live in a culture that really denies death. But these kids that are being seduced into this are obsessed with it. Satanic, occultic, pagan symbols. The fascination again with power. I was just talking to a teenage girl who daughter of a friend of mine, and she reached out to me on my mobile phone and said, "Hey, you know, do you remember me? We started talking," and she said, "I was just about to become a pagan priestess. I've been going through the whole process, but I was raised in the church," and she goes, "I had this wake-up call, and I need to talk to you." She goes, "I need to surrender my life to Jesus."
You hear these stories, Steve, and I'm sure you hear them regularly, given your work with youth. It's very troubling. If a parent finds out that their child or even one of their child's friends is caught up in the occult, what should they do?
Don't panic. Advance, if you will have it, to connect with them slowly. And I think one of the key things, Bill, is finding out what is the unmet need in this teenager's life. What's going unmet? Is it feeling loved and accepted? Is it feeling powerless? Is it lacking purpose? What is it in their life that that's going unmet that somehow, some way, they see being met in Wicca, witchcraft, paganism, Satanism, whatever it happens to be?
And are there adults, Steve, this is a troubling aspect of this, and we talked about this with the Satanic Temple. Are there adults that are involved in this sort of practice that are actually trying to seduce kids into it?
Oh, no question. No question about it. And Bill, there with the internet, it has become so much. I mean, we've had the internet for years, but it's just as it explodes and apps and on your phone and everything else, there is so much seduction going on, and it's very subtle. I actually interviewed a Wiccan witch who has a school of witchcraft in the Midwest. He claims to have somewhere between 300 and 400 people that physically walk in and take classes there.
Yikes.
And he says he has 125,000 online.
Amazing.
But here's the scary part, Bill. Not only is he targeting younger people, he was raised in a Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
And as we, you know, did the interview, I mean, he didn't realize that I was unpacking and dismantling his belief system, it came down to the fact that as a high school student, he had questions, he had doubts, and he tried to ask for answers, and he was told that doubting is a sin, mm-hmm. and they ignored his questions. And he said when he graduated, I think he was floundering around for a couple of years and then ran into, I'm just going to call him Willie the Warlock and Wanda the Witch.
Mm.
I don't remember their names, but he said they had answers.
That is so troubling, Steve, and it shows us once again the importance for us as believers, as parents, as church members to have those answers for our kids. Steve, before we go, point us towards your website and some of the resources you have there for parents and grandparents.
Sure. I'll give you two websites. One is our Real Answers. It's realanswers.com, R-E-A-L, answers.com. And we are launching a brand new interactive radio show for teenagers called U-Talk Radio. It's the letter U. With the word talk, if you go to utalkradio.com, you can see some other things there. So lots of things that I think are resources and ways in which we can connect with parents and grandparents and next gen and be a resource and be an encouragement.
Mm. Steve Russo, thanks so much for your time this morning, and may God continue to use you and guide you and direct you in your ministry.
Thanks, Bill, for having me on the show.